97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's funny how many other people had the same experience I did, Kim, with that first cell phone that I had. I told you it was a bag phone. Had a little antenna that popped up. It's probably like 3 watts, throwing out all kinds of stuff in every direction. It was powerful. It worked, right? I forget how much it cost a minute to use that thing. It was ridiculous back then if you wanted to use it. But I always wondered if having that thing near me was radiating me or anything. And I know they've studied this over the years, and a lot of people have reached their own conclusions because of personal issues they've ended up having. I've got a Norbert Heuser on the line with us this morning. He's an inventor, he's an author, he's a life and health coach, and he's been asking questions about whether or not these Wi-Fi and cell phone signals are affecting our lives. Mr. Heuser, welcome in. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you. What started your search to find out whether or not these signals were impacting us?
Well, I'm in alternative medicine for 45 years. I'm German. I started in Germany. I still have my headquarters in Germany. I live in the United States now. But 20 years ago, I became very sick, and it was because of mobile phone. We found out of mobile phone, as well my eldest firstborn grandson. We were both sick at the same time. So I looked around and there was nothing available to protect you. It was ridiculous. And then finally I said, I have to protect myself. So I started to invent a technology based on quantum physics. And it took me 2 years with my team in Germany to develop it. And then we brought it out and it worked 100%. So then I was happy because now I had something to protect myself. But I never wanted a company to manufacture it, but it ended up because I had an obligation. Knowledge makes no sense if you don't share it. So I shared my knowledge and my experience, and I started to produce a product which protects every cell phone in this world.
What is it?
No matter which.
What's the product?
It's a small product. It looks, imagine a credit card, but smaller and much, 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 much thinner. And you just place it between the protective case under your phone and the phone. You just stash it in between. And then it's guaranteed for 5 years. It protects you 100%. And it doesn't matter what these bad frequencies normally do to you. They're nullified. Of course, it's a big statement. And I have tested by the BISA Institute in Austria, has scientifically tested my product to assure people it does work. And the tests are on my website, 110 pages, which exactly explain what we do, how we do it, and how it protects you.
Norbert Heuser is our guest, and he's the inventor of the product he's talking about here. Let me ask, how did you determine, without a doubt, that it was a cell phone that caused problems for you and your grandson?
Okay, first of all, I'm practicing for 45 years kinesiology, which is called muscle testing. In muscle testing, you can find this out in a minute. A lot of people are aware of it, a lot of people are not aware of it. But then I had the BISA Institute tested the cell phones. They tested the cell phone using the cell phone without any protection, and they tested 15 organs and functions in your body and showed the graphics, how these organs and functions are sabotaged. Then they put my product on the cell phone, same person, same cell phone, 5 minutes later, all these negative influences were nullified, and the organs and functions which were sabotaged were working fine without any problem.
I know what muscle testing is. I'm very familiar with that. I've had that done. How concerned are you about 6G that's expected to roll out here in 2030?
Well, the date is not clear yet. I believe it comes earlier than 2030, but they won't tell us before the last minute, before it's already done. I'm more than concerned. 6G changes the world as we know it. But already 4G and 5G are bad enough. And 5G, we think it's new. 5G is not new. 5G has been used by the armies in America, Canada, and England as a weapon of war. And on my website, I recommend books. One is called The Hidden Dangers of 5G. And it's written by Captain Jerry G. Flynn from the Canadian Army, whistleblower, who explains that 5G was used since the 60s by the armies as a weapon.
Well, Mr. Heuser, I'm going to run short on time here. Do you have a website if people are interested in finding out more about your research?
Sure.
And your invention?
Sure.
Here?
Sure. And on this website are many podcasts, many interviews, many whistleblowers who speak out. And the website is EMR, for electromagnetic radiation, emrprotection.co.
Okay.
emrprotection.co. But you don't need to believe me only. There are plenty of people. And I compared with the cigarette industries in the 50s. They knew what they were doing, but this is big business. Don't forget, we have in America about 330 million people, and we have about 400 million mobile phones in use.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly going to pique a lot of people's interest, for sure. Mr. Heuser, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, and a great day to you.
Yeah, thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break here. Yeah, emrprotection.co is that website. Check it out for yourself. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.